Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
We keep hearing about short-term challenges in the form of COVID-19, don't we? And in the recent budget that was announced just last week, Deputy Prime Minister Heng Swee-Keat announced a slew of measures from deepening capabilities to retraining workers, as well as that big short-term package to help everyone in these challenging times.
Yeah, it's aimed at driving Singapore's transformation and growth across industries and enterprises in a new decade. Initiatives such as the Enterprise Grow Package create greater incentive for local companies to invest in upskilling their employees and ensure that they're training for the right skills.
So in line with this, Adobe believes that the key areas are not just limited to digital skills, but also include soft skills. These are the development and application of creative thinking across all business functions and roles. And this is so that employees can remain relevant and be inspired to innovate.
But what kind of skills should employees be looking at to upgrade themselves in? And of course, how can companies like Adobe transform their business and workforce amidst all these challenges that we're facing right now? Well, the person to tell us all of that is our guest on the line, Simon Dale, Managing Director, Southeast Asia, Adobe. Simon, good morning. How was your weekend?
Good morning, Elliot. Good morning, Manisha. It's very good. Thank you. Hope yours was as well.
Yeah, not too bad. Well rested. And we're back in the grind this Monday morning.
Yeah, like a lot of people out there. So tell us a little bit more then about all of this. When did it start? How does this business model work? And how has it evolved over the years?
Oh, look, I think digital is a big theme for everybody, right? And the nice thing in the budget is the government is making it real to help enterprises and small businesses take themselves and their workforce on the journey. You can't do digital without the people having the right skills, understanding how to apply that, and taking this opportunity to both train their employees but also get the external help to lead them through that transformation is a good thing.
Simon, Southeast Asia, of course, and we've been talking about this all morning, how it's feeling the full effects of this digital disruption. Let's not even get into the COVID-19 disruption. But how can Adobe help Southeast Asian companies handle the effects of the digital disruption?
Well, we believe that we can change the world through digital experiences.
Okay.
And creativity is key to that. Now, we've been the creative digital company for many, many years. And for example, here in Singapore, we support a lot of individuals and SMEs as well as large businesses with their digital journeys. One small example is we have a photographer here in Singapore, Tristan Yeo, who uses the Adobe Creative Suite. And as part of that, he exposes his portfolio digitally using the free website builder that comes with that. So it's a way of communicating his creativity to the market. And other companies like Changi Airport, for example, use Adobe solutions to engage digitally with their customers. And across Southeast Asia, we've got many examples like that.
You guys are quite big on this creative cloud as well. In fact, I'm at your website right now and it pops out right at me. Back to school saves 60% on creative cloud. In your opinion, how large is the take-up of cloud technology in Southeast Asia?
It's accelerating, certainly. I think that the other thing about cloud, though, right, is people think about technology and they think a little bit like hardware. You know, there's this opportunity in creative cloud is more of this service that you can consume from the cloud without having to invest heavily in technology.
Okay.
So it makes it easier for you to consume that and train your workforce to use it without the additional capital expense that might come with it.
Okay. Simon, Adobe was ranked in 2019 within the top 20 business transformations of the last decade by Harvard Business Review, which is a great accolade. From your experience, what else is needed to make transformation truly successful?
Well, you first of all got to define what success looks like. And we said we wanted to reimagine the customer journey, focus on the customer, deliver value to them. And then we embarked on a large-scale transformation. But key to it was really getting to understand the data, what the customer was doing with us, telling us what they needed, and serving their needs. And this was, we created what we call our data-driven operating model, which was not just a technical transformation, but it was a very operational one as well. And we changed the way we operate to around a single version of the truth and always focused on how can we help the customer to get more value from our products and services.
Simon, so last week, of course, the blockbuster was the whole Budget 2020 announcement here in Singapore. Singapore Deputy Prime Minister Heng Swee Keat announced there'll be an additional top-up of $500 for Singaporeans' Skills Future Credit. I just want to get your opinion. How do you think these initiatives will help local companies with business transformation, especially when we're in the era of job redesign, we're in the era where you have a lot of these mid-career skills retraining? How does that set us up for the economic future?
I think there's two things to comment on that. One is that we do something called an experience index, okay. And consumers in Southeast Asia in particular are ready for technology to serve them better. Mm-hmm. So companies should pay attention to that. Another study we do called Digital Trends shows that high-performing companies are twice as likely to invest in technology and invest in developing their workforce to get the best out of that technology. It's not about technology replacing people. It's about accelerating them. And another study and a well-known author has said this phrase, creativity is the new productivity.
Mm.
So, Simon, creativity is the new productivity, but also creativity can help us respond to evolving situations, can't it? I mean, this is something that we're learning right at the moment. COVID-19 outbreak is teaching us all a lot of lessons. There's a lot of global economic uncertainty as well. So how can companies transform their business and workplace amidst challenges like that? And being more creative, does it help us respond better?
Certainly, I think the number one soft skill that most companies say they need in people is creativity. So anything that takes people down that journey is good. We work very closely with Skills Future to help them themselves to get their message to reach people, that there are training courses available for them to invest in and for companies. And we're adding more content with Skills Future specifically around the topic of creativity and digital to help businesses to accelerate that journey as well.
But, you know, talking about creativity as a number one soft skill, Simon, that's also a bit of a mindset shift as well, right? Because you want to be thinking out of the box. And that might not necessarily be something that's easy for someone who's in mid-career. What are your thoughts on this?
I'm a subscriber to the management school of work smarter, not harder. So investing in yourself and going on a continual learning journey is an important thing. I mean, I did a master's degree after 30 years of career, because I wanted to level up and learn more skills. And mm-hmm. I encourage my own team and other people to just explore what's out there and find what works for them. But on that what does success look like topic, focus okay. on the goal that you want to achieve and match that.
So let's talk about caring about upskilling. You know, there are some companies who might not be on board yet, who don't accept that upskilling is an important thing, but obviously you do. What would you just outline your perspective on why digital skills are the number one investment that companies should be making?
Well, I mentioned the Digital Trends report, and we're just publishing a new version of that soon, and we'll syndicate that out. That really does explain to people the value of investing in these digital skills. But I think the government has done a very good thing by talking about this enterprise credit in two dimensions. One is train your workforce. You know, here we're going to help you. Take advantage of this. Don't leave it too long. And you particularly see that for older workers, there's a specific focus, right? And the other thing is that we will help you to use those new skills. So there's another dimension to the credit, which is go out and get external help to take you on this transformation journey. Don't do it by yourself. Don't feel that you have to do it by yourself.
That's interesting you bring that up, Simon, because I'm getting the sense that you guys as a company are willing to help hold the hand of the older worker or the mature worker. No secret, we're going to have an aging population. We have an aging population. We're pretty much like Japan. In terms of ageism, do you think this is something that's very prevalent, especially in a country like Singapore?
I would say the digital doesn't really have an age aspect to it, right? It crosses age boundaries. Anybody can learn a new skill. And the nice thing about these digital services now is that they are more accessible. I think we all know our aunties and uncles and grandfathers and so on have mobile devices, and they're getting used to okay. participating in the digital economy. With the app economy, people are making things more consumable on those devices for people to use. And even going back to your question about the cloud, right? The cloud is decreasing the cost and the complexity of being able to consume these kinds of more advanced services to help people to bring digital more into their lives.
Mm-hmm. But Simon, there is also that caution when it comes to using the cloud, because that one opens another can of worms called security, right?
I think it depends really on your view of what is necessary with security. We have data sovereignty laws and compliance laws around the region that everyone has to comply to. But the physical security is very hard to apply these days by yourself. Mm-hmm. By outsourcing that to an expert with a very large security team around your service, mm-hmm, is probably more likely to give you more confidence in the ability for your data to be secured.
Simon, obviously Adobe is such a big firm, and I remember when Adobe was kind of, when I was younger, and I always associated Adobe with that one brilliant program of creativity that I could never get my hands on because I was young then and I couldn't afford it. But today it's taken on a very different sort of you're sort of doing very different work. When you look at the work that you're doing here in Singapore and compare it to some of the other places where we talk about upskilling, do you think there's a big lesson that can be learned from the Singapore example?
Oh, look, I think there is, right? I think it's nice here in Singapore to see that people are joining up their view of how digital can apply in our space to the customer journey. They're not looking at it in one little part, or I need to, you know, acquire more customers or whatever. They're looking at the entire experience from getting new customers to making those customers happy and keeping those customers for a lifetime. I think Singapore's been very good at customer service anyway. I've lived here 18 years, and I've always seen the improvements in that and the investments. In the digital age, that's starting to show with that joined-up thinking being applied in the same way.
We've been speaking with Simon Dale, Managing Director, Southeast Asia for Adobe. Simon, thank you so much for taking the time this Monday morning. You have a great week ahead, yeah?
Thank you, too. Been wonderful to talk to you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.